Your Hometown Podcast, brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group.
I'm Sergeant Don, and I'm joined by Kevin Black with the Levy Campaign for Northern Local Schools. Kevin, tell us what's going on with Northern Local Schools.
Well, we're having a school levy, first one in 33 years. We haven't had one since, not this past year, but the last time the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, which is 1989, is the last time we had a school levy at Northern Local. So it's a 4.75 mil levy. It's no fault of the school. It's just as things progress and things get more expensive, money's got to come from somewhere. So that's what we have on the ballot this May.
Awesome. Now, we were talking just a little while ago, too, that part of the reason for this levy is that the state has changed the funding.
Yeah, House Bill 110, I believe it is. Bob Cupp's trying to equalize the way schools are funded across the state. And they look at the assets of the schools that they have and the students they have. And our school district, Northern Local, hasn't really increased population at all. We're farmland, farm community, generational. So they look at the asset values of our school and our properties out there, and they divide that by the students you have, and we have a high asset per student. So we're not even Appalachia anymore. We lost our Appalachia status in Perry County. Other schools in there are Appalachia, we're not. So they said, you guys have the capacity, the state said, you guys have the capacity to fund some of your own money, not from the state. So there was no warning. 2020, they took $500,000 or $600,000 from us. 2021, they took another. So that left us, when you're only carrying a slim $2 million over every year, because you haven't passed a levy for 33 years, that put a hurt on us. So here we are, having to pass a levy. So they basically took some of our money that the state gave and gave it to other underprivileged, more poverty schools.
With this levy, what is the school going to be able to do for the community, I mean, other than just pay the bills?
Well, first of all, I'm the most fiscally conservative person there is. I hate taxes. I hate government waste of money. I'm the first person to call out government waste of money. But we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We don't want to lump in federal waste of money, state waste of money, with school waste of money. I've looked at the numbers. The school has been operating on a thin budget, not doing anything wrong, just they're a victim of state funding. We lost a lot of our state funding. So this money is going to go to, if you think about it, when you pass a levy, you're passing a dollar amount. You're not passing a percentage on your based on your property. It's a dollar amount. So the school asked for $2 million back in 1989, and that $2 million is the same $2 million in 89 it is in 2022. And if anybody knows anything about finance, you look back, if you go to Bob Evans or Cracker Barrel, look at what the little booklet that says how much things were back in 1989, it's less than half the price now. So if you own a business and you know that things go up in price, cost of goods sold go up, salaries go up, food, fuel, everything. For instance, we drive 3,000 miles a day on our buses. Price of diesel has gone up a lot. Food prices have gone up a lot. Everything has gone up. Everybody's taking concessions. This is going to go just to pay our current expenses, but also just to keep up with the future. We have Intel coming in up the road. Northern Local is a big school district. Southern part of Licking County is in Northern Local. I live in Southern Licking County. We're in Northern Local School District. And it goes quite a bit, but quite a ways up into Licking County. People don't realize that while we're a Perry County situated, we're still affected. A lot of Licking County people go to Sheridan. It's just going to help us pay current expenses, keep our teachers. We have longevity of teachers. A lot of our teachers are from the area. It's a different kind of school district. It's family. It's generational farm. I've never seen a place where so many people in the district are related. This is a family place. This is, while I don't like taxes, this is one tax that we control. This is one that actually affects your community. Unlike federal, you elect the legislatures and they take your money and do whatever they feel fit. This is one you actually see the fruits of your labor. You work with these teachers, you're in a community with these teachers every day and these administrators and these school bus drivers. And these are people that are educating your kids. We're not giving money to Pakistan gender studies and federal money. This is right here in our community.
Well, I think that's a great way to put it. When we were talking, one of the things that stood out to me too was the levy and the tax, one that the people actually get to control. This affects the community where you live.
Exactly.
And those kids, they deserve the best education that we can give them.
They do. And I don't like paying more property taxes. This is the system we live in Ohio, unfortunately. We pay for our schools with property taxes. Some states don't do that. Some states will tax your cars that you drive when you get your tags every year. Kentucky, you drive a $100,000 Mercedes, you're going to pay high price of your tag. You drive a $3,000 beater, you might pay $50 for your tag. The state of Ohio doesn't do that. We do it by property taxes. It's unfortunate, but that's how our schools are paid. Northern Local School District, it's like I said, it's a family place. I came from another school district in Licking County. It wasn't quite the same as it is down there. It's just different. It's a different feel. We're all a family. I mean, I've never seen kids come back to that school district to teach, to work, to live. They marry their high school sweethearts, more than anybody any district I've ever seen. When we first moved out there, first thing we noticed at a football game was everybody wore shirts that said on the back, "Your team versus our family." And I thought, what does that mean? Then I realized it is a family. A lot of relations out there. It's a family place. You're voting for your family out there.
It sounds like an amazing community that a lot more of us are going to want to move to as well. We want to support the Northern Local School District levy campaign. 33 years since the last one's been passed, and this is certainly a good cause.
Yeah, and I will say that questions are, why not do an income tax? Income taxes end up costing more than what a property tax would. If you have a $100,000 family household and you're 1% income tax, it's $1,000 a year. If you're in a $250,000 appraised value house by the auditor, you're paying $416 that year. That comes out to 90 some cents a day, less than 90 cents a day. It's one latte a week at Starbucks.
Right.
And there's other questions. Why did we go 4.75 instead of maybe 1.5? Or I have no skin in the game. Other than I have a kid that's still in the school district, I'm a parent and a property owner. I don't work for the school district. My family doesn't work for the school district. My thought was, and a couple other board members, if you ask for low, then you come back a couple years later and ask again, you're losing faith, you're losing trust in the voters. Go with what you need, hopefully make it last another 33 years. And the other thing, we have a bond levy, the school bond, not levy, but a school bond, that comes off, that's 1.5 that will come off at the end of 2023. So effectively, this is like a 3.75 or a 3.25 mil. So people don't recognize that bond will come off. The school will be paid for. It's done back from 2004, whatever that was. So that will come off next year. We have that going for us. The state of Ohio has changed the funding. We don't get as much from the state now. Other more poverty schools will get our money, so we have to fund it ourselves.
Anything else that you'd like to add in conclusion?
No, we're running weekly meetings. I operate a weekly meeting every Tuesday night at the Thornville Church in town. We've been doing them in Glenford and Somerset also for fact-finding. People come out and ask the questions. Everybody's getting their questions answered. Stop with the rumors. Get the facts. I've looked at the numbers. I don't like paying any more tax than anybody else, but sometimes things have to be done.
Gotcha. What time are those meetings on Tuesdays?
6 o'clock every Tuesday evening. Come get a sign or whatever for your yard.